There's been a lot of chaos in the U.S. government under the current administration. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ray Raymond, professor of government and history at the State University of New York, Ulster, discusses how the country can avoid pitfalls in future intelligence decisions.
Today, our lives and livelihoods depend in large measure on what happens around the world. We cannot afford blind spots. To avoid them, we have to invest carefully and strategically in our nation's intelligence capability so we can anticipate, understand, and carefully weigh all the challenges that face us. To avoid blind spots, our research suggests that two key elements of communication need to exist within the policy process. First, the intelligence community must be able to produce accurate, actionable, timely intelligence. Second, those in key policy positions need to be intellectually prepared to listen and assess what the intelligence community says. To accomplish this, we need to remember the essential characteristics about the relationship between intelligence and policymaking. Intelligence is inherently replete with uncertainties and ambiguities, and it should never be politicized. For their part, policymakers must set aside the partisan political filters through which they process intelligence. And the intelligence community itself must be free to offer its candid assessments without political pressure. It's also important that debate within the intelligence community should be encouraged rather than discouraged. The Director of National Intelligence and the President's National Security Advisor have a responsibility to ensure that multiple perspectives are aired and understood, not filtered out to present a more simplistic or biased picture to the President. And although technical intelligence from electronic intercepts is critical, there is no substitute for human source intelligence. Only this can take us inside the minds of our adversaries and give us a better understanding of their intentions.
That was Ray Raymond of SUNY Ulster. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.